Zachary Donaldson Says He's a Wolf Man by Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Marie Vincent was fiercely proud of her only son, Christopher, a big, strong boy with thick black hair and unshakable confidence. When Christopher returned home for dinner one night, without the usual swagger in his step or gleam in his eyes, Marie knew immediately that something was wrong. "Love," she started to say. Christopher's low voice cut her off. "It's nothing." Marie went over to her son and sat at his side. He turned in toward her and placed his head against the top of her chest. "You're not upset or sad or angry, are you?" she said softly. "You're frightened." The boy looked up, his eyes dark and wide. "Why, love, what has frightened you?" Christopher's voice came in short spurts. "I was playing with Anatoly and Dane. A new boy showed up, played with us too, then said, 'He's a wolf man.'" Marie's mouth fell open. "Said he's what?" "A wolf man," Christopher sniffled. Marie readjusted her position so she could fully meet her son's fearful gaze. "That's absolutely ridiculous." She paused in order to stress the word again. "Absolutely ridiculous, Christopher. Why would this boy say such a thing to you and your friends?" Christopher dipped his head plaintively. "Was it that boy who told everyone that the fruit bats were turning into vampires last October? Or was it that boy who convinced you and Anatoly that evil spirits lived in trees last January?" Christopher shook his head. "We'd never seen him before. He just came up to us while we were playing. Said his name was Zachary Donaldson. Then he said he was a wolf man." Marie sighed. "The Zachary was just having a joke on you, love. That's all. There's no such thing as a wolf man. You hear me?" Christopher took a deep breath. "Yes." "Feel better?" A second deep breath. "Yes." "Good. Dinner doesn't taste as good when you're upset." After dinner, Christopher received permission to play some more with his friends before bedtime. His mother and a full meal having returned him to his usual confident manner, he bounded out of the house toward the field where they had been playing earlier. There he found Anatoly and Dane in close to the same positions he had left them, looming menacingly over a scrawny, smaller boy. "Zachary's a liar, Chris," Dane snarled. "My mom said wolfmen don't exist." Anatoly nodded his head furiously. "Same as my mom, liar!" He circled to his left until he faced Dane and Christopher, trapping Zachary Donaldson in the middle of them. Zachary cowered. "Can't we get back to playing like before?" "Play?" Dane snapped. "With a liar like you?" "Wolfman Zach," cracked Anatoly. "Lying Wolfman Zach." Wicked inspiration struck Christopher. "Wait," he said, assuming a friendly tone. "Maybe we've got it wrong, right, Zachary?" Confusion crossed the smaller boy's face. "What do you mean?" "Maybe you're not a wolfman at all," Christopher suggested with a wink. "Maybe you're really a wolf shrimp." Dane and Anatoly howled with laughter. "Wolf shrimp," Dane guffawed. "That's great. Zachary the wolf shrimp." "Wolf shrimp," sang out Anatoly. "Wolf shrimp. Wolf shrimp." "Stop." Dane and Anatoly froze. Christopher sneered down at the smaller boy. "Did you say something, wolf shrimp?" The boy stood as straight and tall as he could, his yellow gold eyes shining. "Stop. That's what I said." Christopher faltered in the face of such strength. "I am not a liar," Zachary Donaldson said clearly. "I really am a wolf man. I don't care what your moms say. I really do transform every month." Dane and Anatoly stared down at the ground. "Does it hurt when you transform?" mumbled Dane. "Not much," said Zachary. "I just get really cold." Christopher could feel the fear welling up inside him, just as it had before. He fought back with bravado. "He's lying, Dane. A lying wolf shrimp." Zachary shook his head. "I'm not lying." "Really?" challenged Christopher. "If you're not a liar, then prove it, wolf shrimp. Prove it to us." "Yeah," said Anatoly, though his voice quavered. "Yeah." Dane backed up a few steps. "You don't have to if you don't want to." "No," Christopher said forcefully. "Prove it. Prove you're a wolf man right now, or else you're a liar." "I can't." Zachary Donaldson shook his head. "Not tonight. The moon's not full. I only transform when the moon's full." "Sure," Christopher jeered. "And when will that be?" "Look." Zachary jerked his head upward. They all craned their necks to look at the moon. It was nearly full. "So what?" said Christopher. "We have to wait 3 days? 4 days?" "No." Zachary tossed his head back, his brownish hair catching the moonlight. It gave him an eerie silver tinge. Tomorrow night. Christopher's mouth went dry, robbing him of a response. Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, repeated Zachary. He grinned toothily, making Christopher's hair stand on end. Come here tomorrow. Then I'll prove that I'm really a wolf man. Dane's feet betrayed him. It's bedtime, he tossed over his shoulder as he raced for home. Right, agreed Anatoly quickly, right on Dane's heels. Christopher looked down on scrawny Zachary Donaldson. Tomorrow night? Tomorrow night, Zachary grinned. You don't have to come if you don't want to. And with those words ringing in his ears, Christopher ran for home. He felt Zachary Donaldson's yellow-gold gaze following him the entire way. There's no such thing as a wolfman, Christopher told himself when he woke from a nightmarish sleep the next morning. No such thing as a wolfman. Marie Vincent watched him with concern as he shakily ate his breakfast, but her son's usual swagger returned to him as the day went on, and the sun shined higher and brighter in the clear sky. But her son's usual swagger returned to him as the day went on, and the sun shined higher and brighter in the clear sky. It was impossible to be fearful on such a glorious day, Christopher decided, heading over to meet his friends after lunchtime. But he was wrong. Dane and Anatoly were far from their usual selves. Long, lean Dane was nearly hunched over with panic, while hulking Anatoly walked with small, halting steps, his eyes darting from side to side. Feeling the sun's warmth on his back, Christopher laughed derisively in their faces. What's the matter with you two? You think that wolf shrimp's going to jump out at you from a bush somewhere? Dane muttered to himself and hunched in tighter. Don't say that, said Anatoly. You never know. I do know. Christopher looked Anatoly in the eye. There's no such thing as a wolf man. No such thing. Wolf shrimp's a liar. Dane uncoiled somewhat and licked his lips nervously. You're really going to be there tonight, Chris? You're going to make him prove it? Aren't you? Dane and Anatoly exchanged a glance. No, Anatoly said at last. You're cowards. Dane writhed with shame in the intensity of Christopher's words. Anatoly, in contrast, did not relent. Maybe, he said evenly, probably. Maybe, he said evenly, probably. Cowards, Christopher said again, spitting out the word. Didn't your mothers tell you that Wolf Shrimp is a liar? You'd rather believe Wolf Shrimp than your mother's? I guess so, said Anatoly. Sorry, Chris, you're alone tonight. At that, a wandering cloud passed in front of the sun, briefly darkening the world. Dane and Anatoly seemed not to have noticed, but Christopher blanched. There's no such thing as a wolf man, he answered automatically. No such thing. Tell me tomorrow morning, said Anatoly, and I'll believe you. He and Dane quietly departed, leaving Christopher staring at the lengthening shadows. Christopher had never watched a sunset before. All he knew was that it was one of those things in life that came just when you didn't want it to, arriving in a rush and signaling the end of a good day. But the sunset that showed up while he slowly chewed his dinner that night was as frustratingly slow as a turtle, coming in spurts and starts. It began well, with the sky's bluishness deepening on one side, but the sun seemed to selfishly hold on as long as it could manage above the forested horizon. Streaks of oranges and reds slashed through the sky. Low clouds withered and turned black as they crept past. It wasn't enough for Christopher. He wanted outright darkness. That's what night meant. Darkness, not dark blueness. No reds and yellows, no dark clouds, no signs of anything except for stars. Stars and a full moon. Sudden panic ripped through him. If the sight of the moon was enough to make Zachary Donaldson transform, then he couldn't wait until blackest night to go to the field. He had to go there before night set in. Marie Vincent was whirled around as Christopher dashed past her. What? She began, and then smiled, shook her head, and chalked it up to youthful enthusiasm and impetuousness. He was such a good boy, her Christopher. The field was not far from Christopher's home. But with the gray dusk swelling overhead, it had never felt farther. He ran harder, his heart pounding in his ears. At last, he found himself at the field. There was Zachary Donaldson, a small, scrawny, shadowy figure, standing in the middle of the tall grass, his yellow-gold eyes and white teeth catching the fading light. You came. Christopher tried desperately to catch his breath. I, he panted, of course I. I didn't think you would, Zachary smiled. I'm glad you did. Prove it, Christopher said. his low voice gone shrill. Prove it, Wolf Shrimp! Not Wolf Shrimp, said Zachary. Wolf Man. There was a stillness in his words, and in the night. It was night, now. It was blackest of night, and the stars were emerging above. The full moon arrived. It arrived in a torrent of light, powering out from behind thick clouds and tall trees, brilliantly yellowish white, and Zachary Donaldson gave a sobbing sort of cry and bent backward. Thick brown hair vanished from his body, leaving only white pinkness. His mouth pressed into his face. He contorted upright, stretching out toward the heavens, his back legs lengthening and his front toes growing long and thin. He looked down on Christopher from a new, greater height, his eyes gleaming, curly brown hair covering only part of his head. Wrapped in pure terror, Christopher tried to run. He could not. The new Zachary Donaldson's mouth opened. Christopher whimpered. I am a wolf man, shouted the new Zachary Donaldson. The harsh sounds echoed through Christopher's body, mobilizing him, and he turned tail and ran for home as fast as his four legs could carry him.